board meeting for the Town of Lackawanna Planning Board order on September 20th. Members of the board are present, the media has been notified, we need pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Been made and seconded to approve the agenda, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the vouchers of the general fund of $49,864 to $49,892 and the tax refund account 5332.
So moved for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the September 6, 2017 regular town board meeting.
I'll make a motion for approval as read.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Things are pretty quiet, we did receive a check for $11,998 from the state DNR, which is, it's called PLT, which is payment in lieu of taxes, apparently this is forest land. And so we got that, and other than that, nothing too much happening. So in our regular account, we have $1,058,634.70. And in the fire department, fire account, $463,544.80.
It's ambulance.
Ambulance, I'm sorry. Ambulance, it says ambulance right there. Yeah.
I'll make a motion for approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move on. Item number 10, discussion possible action, speed limit recommendation to Vilas County Highway Department regarding highways H and D. I received a letter from, well, let's call it Supervisor Hanson, but then a whole bunch of other people that live out there by him.
That's from the neighborhood.
From the neighborhood.
The neighborhood, yes.
So Bob, I'll let you, I guess.
Sure. This is something we've been talking about for quite a while out there, and in fact, I had anticipated putting something together earlier than this, but life kind of got in the way. There is a lot of difficulty on that stretch of D that's shown on the map, I don't, do we have the map?
Yeah. It's actually pretty much from what would be just west of Kibonicki Point.
Right.
All the way to Highway.
All the way to H, yeah. There are blind curves, the speed limit is set at 45 through most of that area. And a lot of driveways, people trying to get in and out of their driveways with vehicles, with boats. There are pedestrians, there are hikers, there are bikers, there are kids, there are dogs, all kinds of.
Lot of runners.
Yeah, a lot of opportunities for disaster there. And I think the speed limit change is a good way to address that. I think what we're asking to do here is to refer it to Vilas County, to the Highway Committee or the Highway Department, I'm not sure which one gets it.
I guess I would start going to the department, and Nick would send it on to the committee.
Okay. And ask them to take a look at our concerns here and see if we can get some changes made. We're also having a lot of trouble with sand trucks and log trucks coming through there at 45 and 50 miles an hour, and then engine braking down to the stop sign while people are there trying to enjoy their lakefront property, and that's a bit of an annoyance too. Not really a safety concern there, but it deprives them of the use of their property, really. And then on H, we're looking at knocking it down to 35, just north of Rocky Point, and then because it's a continuous blind curve through there, there's Rocky Point Road, there's the boat landing, and then there's D, all of which can be sneaked up on by 55-mile-an-hour traffic there. We're asking to have that knocked down to 35. People coming out of D often have had trouble there.
Yeah, it's hard to see.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's impossible to see, really. And I know that Chuck has had a little mishap there, which caused him damage to the two vehicles, both of which he owned.
Oh, dear.
Which is not...
Wow.
Yeah, it's not a good way to...
You gotta try to do that, Chuck.
Another bad day.
But anyway, that's what we're looking at. We're just asking...
So you'd be looking at north of Rocky Point Road, then all the way down to 47 for the D section?
Yeah, at that point, you might as well, because we've got the transfer station there. I don't know if West Wagoning is ever gonna open again, but that was an issue there, too.
I don't believe so.
I guess in the wintertime, too, you've got the snowmobile trail right there.
Yeah.
I think it's mainly, it is a county issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't have a problem with it.
No, I think it makes sense. I think you brought that to us here a couple of years ago, and...
Yeah.
I think it might be worth taking another swing at it.
So I know on state roads, from past experience being on the highway committee, is there has to be a study if you reduce it more than 10 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. I do not know what the requirements are for a county road.
I don't either, and that was...
I called them and asked them about it, and they said they could lower it 10 miles, which I think they already did, based on the fact that we wanted it. And then if you wanted more than that, they had to have a hearing or something like that.
Okay. Which is simple enough.
But yeah,
I know.
They used to have to do that study, and Christ, those things sometimes...
$10,000.
Yeah, $10,000 to do a study, to put up...
The DOT would come and actually do the study for you, and they'd have enough credits. But that's why, I know on a state road, it mandates that. I'm not sure about with the funding on a county road, whether... Because if you do more than a 10-mile-per-hour, mile-per-hour increment, it required that study. And that kind of held everybody back from moving forward with such items. But I think the best step for if this community wants this to happen is you've got to get it forward into the county to find out what the requirements are expected.
Well, we can, if it's all right with the board, once we're, I can write a letter to the county stating that it was brought before the board. The board would wish to have these speed limits dropped. We'll include a copy of the minutes with it.
And the letter.
And the letter from the owners, and then ask them to take it up to county level.
Sure. May I comment?
Yes, sir.
If I remember right, when I brought this up 2 years ago, I think if the county guys came in and talked to Nancy and said that they had already dropped the speed limit from 45 to 35, but that was only in the
Mm-hmm. on corners, right?
The rest of it is just,
still wide open.
Put your, pedal to the metal.
We'll specify, that west of Kabanaki Point and north of Rocky Point,
right,
are the two of them.
I make that right turn off of D onto H at least once, just about every day of the year. And just coming over here this afternoon, I did it. And when you can stop there, you can kind of sneak out into the intersection, you can look, you don't see anybody. You pull out and you start ramping up the speed, and by
there's
the time you
get
to West Wagoning, you got somebody right on your butt.
The problem is you can't see the coming from the north, and you have to look backwards.
Yep.
Which doesn't help you.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, is there a motion to approve the recommendation?
Yes, I'm going to forward this recommendation from the town board of Lac des Fombeaux to the county.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to forward a recommendation to the county highway commissioner and committee, request that they reduce the speed limits on H and D. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Discussion, possible action, Fire Station 1 Edition Remodel Project. I've got this to you here pretty much for the first time. You should have a copy of the drawing. The fire... Didn't I set it up?
There's no copies here.
Boy, I don't very well for my myself.
Getting old.
The fire department has been meeting quite a bit here recently, well, over the past couple of years, actually, on the possibility of an expansion to the downtown fire station, Fire Station 1. And they've come up with kind of a preliminary addition that they would like us to consider.
Roberta, this is my bad.
What it would involve, well, she's got one. What it would involve is they're in the process of finalizing some costs right now. I met with them last, the fire department's building group. I met with them last week. And Glenn Morrison from, what's he call himself again?
Architecture North.
Excuse me.
He's been doing some preliminary designs for me. He's going to come up with some costs now, and he'll be working on those. But what I wanted to do was bring it to the board and show you kind of what they're looking at and what he's looking at. You can see the original fire station that's on Wild Rice Avenue right by the flame. And then you can see where the new addition would be. Kind of, it's in the back of that and then angled in that area where it's angled right through where it says site plan addition is where Highway D is. And so that would be the front of the new addition building. They'd actually be pulling out onto D. It's a pretty good design in the fact that you can see both ways to the left, to the right, and down Wasquagan. So I wanted to show the board what they've been working on, what it would involve once we get our numbers and costs, is then we'd have to schedule a town meeting for, you know, input and any approval for this. But it more than, oh, it's about 1.5 times the size of the existing fire station. And I don't think it's quite so much with us that we're buying big equipment that doesn't fit in the existing station. They're making bigger equipment that doesn't fit in our station. Our new ambulances, you know, years ago we were buying the van type ambulance, worked great, they could back in and out, they fit in the doors. We bought the new ones and you can't buy the van type anymore, or you can and they're way high. So all they have is a larger box body on them, and they don't fit in our existing station. So, you know, we've had to shuffle things around to make it fit.
You need a shoehorn.
It's tight in there.
We have new vehicles that we get little dings on just because it is so tight. It is the most unbelievable. I mean, you have to know what you're doing to be able to not pull one out so much. Just put one back away. Really, everything's just gotten so huge. It's just unbelievable. And we are looking at we're going to have to update some new equipment here anyway. So I just also want to iterate, and I've stayed sort of away from this discussion, okay, because I am the assistant chief. I did not go to the meeting. I have been aware of this. I'm in total agreement with him. Everything that the town is doing as far as what we are building is going to last a long, long time. When this stuff was built, nobody ever dreamt of what the liabilities and responsibilities are of being a first responder in a community of this size, and that's gotten this busy. So I just want everybody to know is everything that's being done here, it isn't like it's going to have to be readjusted in the next 30, 40 years. It's going to be something that'll be a part of this community for a long time to come.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's needed, and I think it's a pretty good design that works out well for us. Yes, Roberta.
Question. So there'll be what, seven new bays.
Correct.
And then what would you do with the others? The older bays?
Well, the old ones will still house the truck and the water rescue. It'll, you know, snowmobile rescue, the
boat?
Brush truck.
We got a boat.
Yeah, that's what we mean, the water rescue.
We actually juggle things around. We store like our boat in the wintertime out at the transfer station in a cold storage.
Oh, yeah.
We're juggling things around all the time of what we need. So like in the springtime when we have the thaw, we're getting ready for wildland fires and we're doing a lot of different things, but we still need a boat, or do we need a snowmobile?
Yeah.
So then we gotta figure out where we put things for a certain period of time through changeover seasons, just because we do not have the room to store this stuff, so we are very.
So that'll be for the smaller equipment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct. And your main trucks and ambulance then would be in the new addition?
The other seven.
Bill?
Is this proposed site, is that where that old gas station was downtown?
No, it's that open area that was in the back. The old gas station is owned by the county.
It is owned by the county?
Yeah, the county owns that. And then there's actually a platted alleyway that goes between that property and the town's property. And then that open field area in the back of the fire station now is the town's.
So is this direct access onto D?
Direct access onto D. Which
so it's gonna be Kittiwapa, so when you go around that corner there, that'll be like, that'll be like the center point.
Yeah, it'll be right actually on that curb. And that's why if you stand there and look where the front of the building would go, so once the trucks pull out, it's real easy sight going to the left or downtown, to the right towards that little cemetery and down D, and then straight ahead down Oswagan. So once they're pulling out, they're right onto D both ways or straight ahead. So.
I think it's important also, internet is, we have like the lowest rating. Other than Rhinelander. This department, years back, worked very hard to achieve, I don't know what our rating is.
Eight.
And the benefit on the on your taxes for your home's fire insurance.
Your fire insurance, because of the rating that we have.
Extremely important.
And our ambulance department, which is housed in there too, at least the main one is god-awful busy. So just about anybody that works out of that building has to be commended.
I know we've got to look at replacing some trucks. Once they're 20 years old, it's got to go out the door. That's just.
So where do the trucks go, Chris, when they?
Well,
to heaven.
I actually.
They what?
Truck heaven.
Sometimes you can sell them, but I actually think at this point we're probably going to keep this one. This one that we are number one engine right now, because it's going to be 20, almost it's going to be past 20, but it's going to be 20 years old now. It's very functional. They're not worth very much. So I think at this time we're probably just going to keep it as another reserve engine at this time.
Well, how can you do that though if you say that you have to replace them?
You can use it as a reserve, right?
Correct. We just don't use the vehicle. It doesn't hurt us to keep it and have it in service, but to keep the rating, we have to stay within the 20-year.
It's your backup pumper.
To stay in the window.
The same with tankers. You know, you have your main, and then you have backup.
Is this something that was instituted by the insurance companies originally?
No, I think it's by the federal government.
Oh, yeah?
Whoever created the rating system. I mean, if you saw some of the stuff before that this town had, it's pretty amazing that we had anything, but things have changed an awful lot in the last 50 years as far as what's required of a municipality to have their own fire service.
So, I don't know if there's any other questions from the board or any questions from people here, but as I get more information on this, then I'll, you know, bring it to the board until the board gives the okay to either have a public town meeting to approve the addition or not have one.
Do you offer, have you gone out for, obviously you haven't gone out for quotes?
No, just what the architect is going to be getting. They basically, they have a spreadsheet that tells them average pricing for this type, this thing.
So much per square foot.
So much per square foot, and he'll come to us with a cost estimate.
They haven't done that yet?
No. He's working on that right now.
Okay.
And the sooner we can get that, to keep. This isn't just came out of the blue here.
No, they've been working on this, I think, for a couple of years now.
I think when we ordered our last, when we got our last tanker, we spend a lot of extra time trying to build vehicles to fit down on Highway F and in the building we have. It cost us extra money to have special designed vehicles to conform, to have everything on them that will fit in a small space. And they actually use our engine, our number two engine. Pierce uses that as an example for smaller departments that are having the same issues that we are. Mr. Wagner is a very, very unique individual when it comes to firefighting knowledge. And we're very fortunate to have him because he's been doing this a long, long, long time. And I'm just overly amazed of what he comes up with to solve scenarios.
Maybe I missed it, but what type of construction is this?
It would be wood frame. I think he's planning on block on the lower level and then wood frame on top.
You're referring to block like up 6 feet or something?
I think so.
That old building's all stick construction, isn't it?
It's all stick construction. Actually, it's in good shape yet. It's just our size limitations that we got.
Well, it's a block wall.
On the new one or the old one?
The old one.
The old one, yeah. The old one's block wall.
This old one here?
Mm-hmm.
The one we have is
it's
block.
It's just got wood siding over the front of it.
Oh.
Any questions, Bob?
Nope.
I haven't.
We covered it.
I don't need any motion. I'll just, like I said, I wanted to bring this to the board's attention that they do finally have a preliminary drawing and layout plan, and then they'll be getting cost estimates on the construction.
And it also helps for the morale.
Yeah. It definitely would help for morale. Get a few more members.
Years ago, there used to be half barrels and card games on every fire station throughout, not just Wisconsin. That's just the way it was. The whole environment has changed, just totally.
Yeah.
It's different. All right.
It's a shame.
Item number 12, discussion possible action, transfer station part-time help, on-call help needed. Because Chuck, you know how he works out there. Pete called me a week or so ago, and Chuck, you helped part-time when you could, and so with Vector, but you know, Chuck can't always make it. Vector works full-time during the week, and so you know, he can pretty much only go Saturday and Sunday. So Pete was wondering if we could try to find another person to help out and cover for him when he's absent or on vacation. He really hasn't been able to take a decent vacation for any amount of time in a long time. And my thoughts were if we could at least advertise for somebody part-time position to fill in when Pete is on vacation. Chuck can't make it, Vector can't make it. You know, see if we can find somebody.
So in all actuality, we're not expanding any type of duties here.
I want to try to find some help, and I guess I wanted to.
So move for approval.
I'll second.
Okay, motion has been seconded. Motion has been made and seconded to approve the look for
request
for part-time help for the transfer station. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn at 1:24.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thanks for coming.